A következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
It's only mixture of all colors, so what comes out is maybe a dark soup.
No, for me it's more red.
Light blue.
Influences like Steve Reich and also Detroit Techno, Theo Parrish, but when we were kids, I didn't know all that stuff, so when I was a kid, I was just liking Michael Jackson, basically.
Yeah. He was a big hero. Oh, yeah. Actually, always when we do music or when we start to create or to think of new music, it's always kind of a jam session.
Yeah, last time was actually great. I remember a really nice kick, and anyway, it's great to play on a board, and that's a really big one, because it's kind of a surprise that inside it's such a big room. From the outside, you wouldn't think that.
Yeah, it's kind of cozy as well, because right behind the stage there's this motor bar, and I had the impression last time that everyone from the team, from the board, hangs out in the motor bar, and they had some local drinks. Thank you.
Yeah, I think the story began first with those two, because they played in the school band, the pop band of their school, and some jazz and stuff. And they had a cool electronic band, or like a minimal house techno band with live instruments. And I really liked it, and they found out about my stuff, and we somehow met and decided we make a jam session, and it was really quick. And then we made 5 songs in 3 days, and then we were a band. Thank you.
certainly more in the field of techno than contemporary classical music, because it's meant to dance and to move yourself. And all the 90% of the music we do is music which should make people move. But yeah, influence-wise, it's of course a lot of things. It's not only techno and classical contemporary music, but a lot of different styles.
Yeah, rock, crowd rock, and I mean, we've all played in many bands before, like in very different styles. Also, each of us in different styles. So of course, everything that you've done before, it somehow gets into it. Like even if it's only little ideas, so it's not. It's definitely not, as Jan says, a mix between techno and classical. This are just two points that we bring together on some technical level, but it, yeah. I don't know, there are so many steps and nobody invents something out of the nothing. It's always a cultural process in which things form. So it's, I don't think there's that one big pioneer.
And electronic music is like a huge word. It of contains course. Like even if some jazz guy plays a Rhodes electrical piano in the 70s, which was like the new shit, it's kind of a pioneer already.
I think what was very pioneering was when, before electronic music was possible, there were already some musicians that imagined how electronic instruments could work and sound. For example, Edgar Varèse, he wrote mainly like orchestra or ensemble pieces, and he was dreaming of electronic music, and he wrote some things about how it could, maybe just some utopia about how it could be possible to build an instrument that does that. And then he tried to do things like that with the classical instruments he had, but you know, that's also a part of the process, just to think of what, how music could sound. And then later on, there were some, like after the war, Second World War, there were some electronical instruments, and then he also made music with them. And I almost thought it was more fascinating when he was just dreaming how it could sound, you know, and trying to imitate it.
I don't think it's typically German, but it had to certainly have some Germanness to it.
No, we can't avoid it, but we don't know what it is. But from the influences, it's actually not very German. Like, I don't know, maybe the biggest influence is basically Afro-American music, I would say.
Thank you.
have any melodies or stuff?
I mean, the most important element is basically the emotion that created the piece, just the vibe of it. I don't know. We try to find always different means and different sounds to translate it, but in the beginning it's the vibe that we have when we are just the three of us in the studio and we start to make something. And that's what creates the thing. So the technical way how to get there can always change. So, but it needs to translate something of our lives.